Ever wonder what your smartphone has in common with, like, national security?
Probably not something you'd think about every day.
No, definitely not. But there's a clue right in your hand.
The power of a tiny microchip.
We're going deep on that today. Intel, their struggles, their uncertain future, and why everyone from Silicon Valley to the U.S. government is watching very, very closely.
Yeah, and we're diving in at a really interesting time for them. We've got this WebPro News piece. Actually, it was published just today, September 28th, 2024. And the title really says it all. Intel's struggles are deep, but U.S. security may demand a rescue anyway.
Okay, so Intel, huge name, right? Like synonymous with tech giant.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the way, it seems like the giant tripped.
Kind of a classic story, right? Big company, slow to adapt.
And this article, it doesn't hold back. It calls out missed opportunities, falling behind big time to rivals like NVIDIA. Get this, their chip technology is, quote, two generations behind.
Two generations. In the tech world, that's practically ancient history.
Yeah, so what happened? How do you miss the boat that badly?
Well, think about it. Remember when smartphones completely took over? Everyone went from those clunky PCs to these sleek, do-it-all devices practically overnight.
Right, felt like a revolution almost.
It was a revolution, and Intel, they missed that wave big time.
And if that wasn't bad enough, they also fumbled the AI boom.
Which is kind of everywhere now when you really think about it.
Yeah, it's wild. From those algorithms, you know, suggesting your next online shopping spree to, like, the very real possibility of self-driving cars hitting the roads.
And all that AI magic, it needs serious computing power.
Power that other companies, like NVIDIA, were more than ready to provide.
Exactly. They saw the writing on the wall while Intel was still trying to figure out which way was up.
And here's where the article gets even more interesting. Because it's not just about Intel's bottom line anymore. It's about the U.S. and its reliance on other countries for these essential chips.
Yeah, especially one country in particular, TSMC.
Which is?
Based in Taiwan. And that's where things start to feel, well, a little less about tech and a little more geopolitical.
Because suddenly we're talking national security.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't just, oh, Intel stock is down. This is what happens if the world's chip supply gets disrupted. And the WebPro News piece, it lays out some pretty unsettling possibilities. China's aiming to control chip production, potentially as early as 2027. Add in those existing tensions over Taiwan and
it's a pretty unsettling picture, yeah.
Right. It's like these little chips are suddenly holding up the entire global tech landscape.
Think about it. Imagine a world where suddenly your phone costs twice as much, or even crazier. You just straight up can't even get one.
Oh man, don't even joke about that.
But that's the reality we're facing. And that, my friend, is why the U.S. government is sweating a bit right now.
Which brings us to the CHIPS Act, right? That $52 billion lifeline aimed right at boosting U.S. chip making. And Intel, they're in line for a potential $20 billion slice of that pie. But is it enough? I mean, can you really throw money at a problem this big and expect it to just go away? That's where things get really interesting. $52 billion. There's a mind-boggling amount of money. But is it actually enough? Can it really compete with, like, the sheer force of China's chip ambitions?
Well, it's definitely a good start, no question. But you got to remember, this isn't just about catching up. It's about getting ahead, staying ahead. And in a field that moves as fast as tech, that's a monumental task. The CHIPS Act, though, it's not just about throwing money at the problem. It's about strategy, too.
And speaking of strategy, this article really digs into Intel's plan for a comeback. They're making some bold moves, that's for sure, like pouring money into capital investments.
We're talking serious cash, like $16 billion a year.
$16 billion every year. That's what, like buying a small country every year.
Yeah.
But it's not all about spending sprees, right? They're also making some tough decisions.
Layoffs, restructuring, you know, they're serious when they start talking about that kind of stuff. It's about getting leaner, faster, more adaptable. And one of their biggest bets, the article calls it their foundry business.
Okay, so for those of us who didn't major in microchip manufacturing, what exactly is a foundry business?
All right, imagine this. You've got this amazing kitchen, right? The best equipment, top chefs, everything. Now, instead of just cooking for yourself, you start renting it out to other restaurants who want to use your setup to make their dishes. That's basically what a chip foundry does. They've got the factories, the expertise, and other companies come to them to make chips based on their designs.
So it's like Intel saying, hey, we can make your chips too. But here's the thing. The article doesn't exactly paint a rosy picture of Intel's track record in this area.
Yeah, to put it lightly, they lost over $5 billion in the first half of this year alone on their foundry business.
Oof, that's not good.
Not good at all. And some experts, like Citigroup's Christopher Danely, he's straight up skeptical, doesn't think Intel can pull it off, especially going up against a giant like TSMC.
It's like David versus Goliath round two.
Yeah.
But hey, everyone loves an underdog story, right?
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. Because even with all the skepticism, the potential payoff for Intel and for the U.S. is huge.
Imagine a thriving made-in-America chip industry. Less reliance on foreign suppliers, less vulnerability to global disruptions. It's a pretty compelling vision.
Yeah, no kidding. And when you think about it, everything is going smart these days. Cars, appliances, I swear my refrigerator is going to start asking me for stock tips soon.
It's not that far-fetched. But point is, all that smart stuff, it needs chips. Lots of them. And that means opportunity.
And this is where the whole geopolitical angle comes back in, right?
Yeah.
Because a strong domestic chip industry, it's not just about, like, economic wins. It's about national security, too.
The article quotes a piece from Foreign Affairs that calls corporations like Intel, and I love this quote, both the objects and instruments of foreign policy.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. Really highlights how high the stakes are. We're not just talking about Intel's success or failure here. We're talking about, like, the future of tech, global power dynamics, the whole shebang. So where does that leave Intel? Can they actually pull this off?
Yeah, can they? I mean, it's the big question, right? Can a company that's, let's face it, kind of stumbled lately, can they really climb back to the top of the tech world?
And maybe even bigger than that, can they do it with all the pressure of, like, U.S. national security riding on them?
It's a lot.
It is. And this WebPro News article, it does a good job of showing just how uncertain things are, even with all the big moves Intel's making. Like, we talked about those massive investments they're putting down, right? Yeah. $16 billion a year. That's not just, oh, we're trying something new. That's, we are all in on this.
Yeah, like, put up or shut up time. Exactly. But this whole foundry strategy, it's still a gamble. Even with the GPS Act, even with everything they're putting into it, there's no guarantee it's going to work.
So then what? What happens if Intel doesn't, like, totally nail it? Does the U.S. government just step in again?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? Too big to fail. Or do they cut their losses and start looking at other players in the game?
Because there are other players, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You talked about TSMC, but, I mean, there are smaller companies, startups even, all trying to get their piece of the pie.
And that's what makes this whole thing so fascinating, right? You've got this idea of a national champion, this made-in-America success story that everyone loves.
Yeah.
But then you've also got the question of, is it smarter to spread the risk a little, even if it means maybe giving up some ground to competitors like China in the short term?
Man, that's a tough call. I don't envy the people making these decisions. So I got to ask, what do you think? If you were, like, advising the government, what would you tell them? Go all in on Intel. Hedge their bets.
Honestly, it's a tough one. There's no easy answer. What is clear, though, is that this story, this whole saga with Intel and the future of the chip industry, it's far from over. The next couple years, they're going to be huge. Will Intel make this comeback? Will China hit their target and basically dominate the market?
Or will some, like, dark horse candidate come out of nowhere and shake everything up?
Who knows? That's the beauty of it, right? One thing's for sure, we'll be keeping a close eye on it all right here on The Deep Dive.
That's right. Until next time, keep those devices charged and those minds curious, because we'll be back soon to, you know, dive into another corner of the world, uncover some more of those hidden connections that make this whole thing so fascinating.